children, when I was reading the prophecies that the Lord collected together in the Coronas, did you recognize something about the Christmas story? Like the first one says, there shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. What part of the Christmas story does that remind you of? What do you think? Yes?
The three kings.
The three kings, that's right. Because the three kings were looking, they're waiting for the Lord's star, and they saw it. And when they saw it, they knew that a king was born in Israel, the one who holds the scepter, the king's staff. And the second one said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name God with us. And that reminds us of Mary, who was the mother of the Lord. And the Lord did not have an ordinary father, because he is the Father of eternity. And he came into the world to be God with us. And the third one was from Micah. It says, thou Bethlehem, though thou art little, just a little town among the thousands of Judah, still out of you shall come forth a ruler who shall shepherd his people Israel. And that prophecy tells us that the Lord was going to be born in Bethlehem. And the fourth one we read said, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. What part of the Christmas story does that remind you of? Some people who are in the dark because it was night, and suddenly there was a great light all around them. What does that remind you of? Does it remind you of the shepherd's story? That's what it's about. It's one of the things it's about. So there are many, many prophecies. There are 40 prophecies collected in this little book. And there are many, many more. In fact, we could say the whole word is full of prophecies of the coming of the Lord. Why does the Lord give us so many prophecies? Well, the Lord explains that in the Coronas 2. He told us four reasons having to do with the Israelitish people, how the prophecies help them. The first one, it says, is so that they may worship Yehovah, because they needed to know that Yehovah himself was going to be coming into the world, that he is a man. Because we can't worship somebody we don't know. We couldn't worship the Lord if we thought he was a cloud or a force or something. We didn't know what he was. We have to worship a man who loves us and who knows us, and we can love him. So that was the first reason for the prophecy, so they could be reminded that the Lord is a man, that he's coming into the world to save us. A second reason was so that when the Lord came into the world, they could recognize him. They would know that it was the Lord. For example, the wise men, they were watching for the Lord's star because they knew from the prophecy that they would see the star. And when they saw it, they knew that it was the Lord who was born. So when they came into the house and they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, they fell down and worshiped him because they knew he was the Lord God. Even though he looked just like a little child, he was the Lord God. And they knew that because of the prophecy. Another example is Palm Sunday, when Jesus rode a donkey's colt into Jerusalem and everyone cheered. In the Gospel of John, it says the disciples didn't know what they were doing at the time. But after the Lord rose and they saw clearly that Jesus is God, then they remembered. It's prophesied in the book of Zechariah that this would happen, that he would ride on a donkey's colt and everyone would rejoice. And they said, we did that. I remember when we did that. And that proved to them again that Jesus is God, because he fulfilled the prophecies. Another reason was to help them keep in mind the idea of eternal life. Because the angels could put it into their minds, there must be an eternal life. Because otherwise, what good is the coming of the Lord to us if we're just dead? But because there's an eternal life, I'm going to see the Lord and he's going to save me. And one more reason that it told us about is so that they could come to the Lord for help. The promise of the Lord's coming into the world meant that they could go to the Lord for help and they would have strength to resist the evil spirits. Because if they had thought of Yehovah as an invisible God floating around somewhere, they didn't know who he was or where he was, then they would have turned away from him with contempt. They wouldn't have cared about him. They would have turned to worship idols that they could see and touch, even though the idols didn't do them any good. But because they knew that the Lord was going to be born into the world and that they would see him and touch him and he would touch them, they knew that they could go to him for help. So those are four reasons that the Lord gives about his prophecies. And another one he tells us about the angels is that the angels, because they can see the spiritual sense of the word in the prophecies, it was as though the Lord had already come into the world. And that way the angels could wait patiently for a long, long time, knowing the Lord was coming until the time was just right for the Lord to actually come. Otherwise, he would have had to come sooner without the prophecies. So those are some reasons why the Lord gave us those prophecies for the people before his coming. And today, the prophecies are even more precious to us than before in some ways, because now we can really see what the prophecies mean now that the Lord himself has come and fulfilled them. And we can read about him in the New Testament. And even more now that we can read about him in the heavenly doctrine where we see the spiritual sense of his words, we can really see the Lord in the prophecies. That's what the Lord gives us the prophecies for, so we can see him and know who he is and what he's like. For example, there's the prophecy that says he's wonderful, our counselor, God, mighty, Father of eternity, Prince of peace. All these expressions help us see who the Lord is and what he's like. And that's really the point of the whole word. The Lord comes to us in his word. He presents himself to us so that we can see him and know him and love him, and we can come to him. We can ask him for help, and he can save us from our sins. The writings say that without the Lord, there would be no hope. We could never win against the evil spirits. But with the Lord, we can always conquer. And the Lord gives us some comparisons about what that's like in the book, The Coronas. It says that everyone who calls upon the Lord in temptations conquers, but that otherwise he yields, he gives up, shall be illustrated by comparisons. It is like a ship hurled by storms near the rocks. Unless the captain knows how to turn it from its danger and to direct it to an outlet and thus to port, it must be lost. We are like the ship. The Lord is the captain. Without the captain, we are lost. It is like a person on a journey entering unawares into a cottage where there are robbers. Unless, when he is shut in, a friend comes and knocks at the door or shows himself at the window and thereby terrifies those villains and rescues him from ill treatment. It is like a person falling into a cave where there is a bear with cubs, or into a pit where there are a wolf and a leopard, if his father or brother, on seeing this, do not immediately let down to him a ladder or a rope and draw him up from there. It is like being in the depth of winter and short of food, if not supported by the hope of a harvest to come on the return of summer. So again, it is like a person wandering at midnight in the woods. Unless he comforts himself with the hope of day, it in that hope goes to lie down and sleeps quietly till morning. The case would be similar in temptations and the attendant infestation from Satan's unless man looked trustingly to the Lord and fully assured himself that the whole work and ability of deliverance from evil are from him alone. It is for these reasons that the coming of the Lord is so frequently foretold in the old prophetic word, and for the same reasons the Lord is proclaimed in the new evangelic and apostolic word, and his second coming foretold. So let us read the Word. Let us keep reading the Word so that the Lord can come to us and we can come to the Lord and He can save us. In the Word, the Lord gives us hope and comfort and strength to resist the evil spirits and come to heaven. It's like the prophecy says, He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. He shall carry the lambs in His arm and carry them in His bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Amen.